Welcome to Harvest Valley Worship Center's Sermon of the Week. You can discover more about our church, pastors, and special guests at hvwc.com. We hope that you are blessed by today's message.
The other thing is that we have several organizations locally and internationally that are close to our heart that we give 10% to. One of those is one that I have the honor and privilege of serving on the board of with my great friends, Ron and Christine. And Christine is the executive director of Idaho Hope Families. Now, Idaho Hope Families is an organization. She's going to tell you all about that. How many of you know that we have a heart to transform, see the kingdom of heaven come to this region? What that means is that it feels like heaven and it looks like heaven. We are all broken, fallen people. So how is that possible, right? How is it possible for some place to look like heaven on earth? We look at the fruit of the Spirit and we look at all of the brokenness of sin. And what we know is that as believers, act like believers. As the body of Christ does what the body of Christ is supposed to do, the entire atmosphere changes. Joy is present. Peace is present. Kindness is present. Love is present. The fruit of the Spirit begin to manifest in a community where needs are met quickly and easily, where those who are hurting and broken can experience the love and power of God easily. The barrier between hell and heaven, the gates that are there, are kicked down. We're no longer allowing people to stand outside and look in on peace, love, joy, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We actually make it a place where it is open and free to everyone. Amen. Now, the reason why I say all that is because I believe that this ministry, Idaho Families, is a spearhead of transformation in this community. Okay? And I don't get involved with stuff I don't believe in. I just don't. And so with that, Christine DeNova is going to come share about Idaho Families. So come on up, Christine.
Hello. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to share with you. I'm truly honored to be here. You guys are just incredible. The way that you worship, a friend of mine said to me the other day, he came to visit here and he said, you know, their worship, I believe, is exactly the way it's going to be in heaven. So remember that. And it's true. The way that you worship here is just phenomenal. I mean, it's awesome. And I know that it brings glory to God. So thank you for that. So I'm thrilled to be here, and I want to share with you some information about Idaho Families. But first, I want to thank you for your generous financial gift last year and encourage you that your finances are going to wonderful, wonderful work in the ministry. And just last year, the ministry was able to provide over 1,600 safe night stays for families in crisis. That's a lot. Praise the Lord for that. And it was an 80% increase over the last 2 years. So it's pretty incredible. And you guys are a part of that. So thank you. So in the next several minutes, I'm going to share some evidence of why Idaho Families is needed and ways that you all can join in and live out the gospel through this mission. So let's start with a question that I'd like you all to just ponder. What if we could stop child abuse before it starts? I mean, what if we could have a hand in preventing child abuse? Would you give your time, your talents, your finances, your home to do that? Idaho Families is a ministry of Jesus Christ that equips families in crisis with solutions for success by empowering Christians to provide compassionate support that they need to keep their children safe and their families intact during a crisis. So we're motivated by our faith in Jesus and his command to love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourself. So we enable the body of Christ to be obedient, to live out the command Jesus gave in Matthew 28, to go make disciples, teaching them to observe all that he has commanded us to do. Idaho Hope Families provides Christians with the training and tools they need to walk alongside families in crisis until stability is brought back to their home. And we do this by sharing our time, our talents, and our treasures as we model a Christ-like life to them. In a word, we call this discipleship. Jesus demonstrated this with his disciples, and he taught them to do life with others in the very same way. Why did he do this? Why did he spend 3 years with them? I imagine one of the reasons is because he knows that it takes time for people to develop lasting change. So he spent 3 years with his disciples, and he knew that he needed every minute of that time for them to change their ways. Idaho Families offers you, the church, the same opportunity to bring lasting change to our hurting community as we model a Christ-like life to families in need. So let's go through some statistics. Over 70% of the calls that come into child and family services through health and welfare are families in crisis. But their children are not yet abused or abandoned or neglected. And so, unfortunately, CPS guidelines prohibit them from helping these families because they just don't have the capacity to help families in crisis as well as those that have already had abuse and neglect. So, what happens to these families? Well, the crisis escalates, and as these families get more and more desperate, they begin to make more and more desperate decisions. And it puts these children in far greater risk of danger. So, friends, child abuse is a very serious situation that we are facing, not only in our community and not only in this country, but in the world. The CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, says that 35% of children in our nation alone are reported to CPS by the time they're 18. 35%. One in seven children have experienced child abuse or neglect in the past year. According to InvisibleChildren.org, one in four girls and one in six boys will be sexually abused before they are 18. What's more, one in 10 child hospitalizations for mental health disorders are happening. One in 10. 66% of youth in juvenile justice have diagnosable mental illnesses, with half of them suffering from chronic multiple conditions like anxiety disorder, depression, bipolar, and various behavioral issues such as autism or ADHD. Additionally, a third of American foster children are forced onto psychotropic medications, and 80% of youth aging out of foster care are leading dysfunctional lives. And the effects of child abuse are not just temporary. Child abuse impacts the development of the brain, and it interrupts logic, reason, learning, and decision-making, which untreated can last a lifetime. These abused children are growing up to become adults with debilitating issues that prevent them from leading productive lives. Almost 25% of Americans are now wards of the state or special needs people. If we don't step in, the number will continue to increase. I'm sure we all are aware that our community and our nation is changing drastically. We must step in to help families in crisis to prevent child abuse before it starts. And there is no better group of people than the body of Christ. A group of people who are motivated by the love of Jesus and obedient to his command to love God with all that we have and all that we are, and to love those we come in contact with just as he loves us, with complete abandon, giving anything and everything. Idaho Hope Families is a ministry that equips the church for this work. Our support network runs like this. We get referrals from the community, and we recruit and train and vet volunteers from local churches to provide compassionate care to families in crisis before abuse and neglect occurs. Together, we provide tangible support along with case management, bringing encouragement and accountability to those families who are facing temporary and sudden homelessness, domestic violence, substance abuse, unemployment, acute illness and hospitalization, or temporary jail sentences. Every year so far, we have seen an increase in 40% in our clientele because the culture we live in breeds dysfunction. And the only solution is Jesus. Our community is desperate for the church. Desperate. Since we started in 2020, yeah, right in the middle of COVID, we were armed with volunteers from local churches, and so far, we have provided over 1,900 safe night stays to families in crisis and supplied over 350 hours of respite care for overwhelmed single moms or grandparents who are raising their grandchildren. We currently have volunteers from 26 different churches who are participating in Bonner and Kootenai counties, and we have positively impacted 230 children. There are now 58 referring partners who recognize the need for the body of Christ to engage in the work of helping families in crisis, including government organizations. That is absolute glory to God. And all of this has been done with 4 part-time staff people, 17 mentors, 6 host homes, and 9 patrons. Wow. Look how God multiplies. Yes. I mean, imagine if each of us gave something, what we could do. Yep. So, as I begin to close, I want to share the several ways that you can get involved in Idaho Hope Families' proven model for success. First, financial support. A $25 a month investment will help us to recruit, vet, and train a volunteer to provide case management. All volunteers are given trauma-informed care training and guidance by our case manager, who has a master's degree in biblical counseling. Additionally, all mentors and host homes must undergo an FBI background check, including fingerprints, and they will be checked against the Health and Welfare Child Registry as well. All of which can be done in our Sandpoint office. A $50 a month investment will support a parent through a crisis, bringing encouragement, life skills, parenting classes, advocacy, helping them through the difficulty, and connecting them to all necessary resources to bring stability back to their family while eliminating social isolation. They have someone to go through it with them. A $1,500 a year investment will provide hosting for one child who is at risk of abuse or neglect and provide a safe environment in a Christian home. $3,000 a year will provide wraparound support for the entire family, including the cost of mentorship and all the necessary goods and services to bring the family towards self-sufficiency. You can scan the QR code on the screen to set up your giving, or you can simply write a check to Idaho Hope Families and send it to our office, 35 Lighthouse Drive, or you can talk to me after. So, finally, your support, you can support our ministry by living out the gospel as you take on a volunteer role. We have 3 major volunteer roles, And the first one is a mentor. This is Christian men and women who are assisting families in need by providing guidance, encouragement, and accountability to the adults as they are directed by the case manager. Mentors advocate for and walk with the client through the crisis, guiding them toward success. People in this role will have a strong bent towards discipleship and a heart of compassion towards helping families and children. Another volunteer role is a host home. These volunteers open their homes temporarily to offer a safe and loving environment for children at risk. Some host homes may also choose to house the mother with the children as they model a Christ-like life. People in this role will have a strong bent toward being a good Samaritan, as described in Luke 10, a desire to deny self, pick up the cross, and give up their very home to a stranger. Finally, the patron role provides support by offering physical, financial, or spiritual support to those in need. For example, you could be a financial patron who offers special funding for a specific thing like car repairs or utility bills. Or you could offer a skill like a mechanic or a carpenter who could fix a broken stairs in someone's home or perhaps a hole in a trailer floor. Also, hairstylist, dentist, counselor, whatever skill you have can be utilized to come alongside these families in need. We also have a prayer patron role, which is huge, huge for our ministry. These patrons can find out the needs that we have for the ministry and the clients through our Facebook page and our Instagram page. So you can find out more about that. If you're interested in learning more about a volunteer role, you can scan the QR code or you can text info to 208-423-8400, and our program manager will be in contact with you soon. So, in closing, I just would like to ask the question one more time. If you knew that something you had to offer could prevent child abuse, would you give it? Recognizing a problem is not the same as providing a solution. I think we all recognize the problem. And what I'm asking is for you to be a part of the solution. Hebrews 13:16 says, "Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God." Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light shine bright before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your heavenly Father." The church is the gift from God to this world. Amen. Truly is. And Idaho Hope Families provides the church the very opportunity to engage in this work of helping those in need to see what a life of Christ looks like. They don't know any other way than what they've been living. We can show them the difference that Christ makes. So let's pray. God, nothing compares to how great you are. Thank you for loving us so much that you gave up your own son to pay for the sins of the whole world, so that we who believe in Jesus would be cleansed and adopted into your family. You give us all we need, and everything we have belongs to you. So please help us to steward all that we have according to your will and your glory. Lord, even when it's hard to be generous, please help us to be willing to give everything you've given us for the good of others. Lord, shine your light in and through your church. In Jesus' name, amen.
Stay up here for a second, Christine. You guys put your hands out towards Christine. She's carrying a huge load here, trying to navigate all of this across so many families, so many different referral partners, and a Wiley board of directors. So, Father, we thank you for Christine. Thank you, God, for the anointing that you've that she carries of you. Thank you, God, that you have given her everything that she needs for this mission. We thank you, God, that she is not alone in her fight. We thank you, God, for these 26 partner churches. We thank you, God, that you are increasing the kingdom of heaven on earth right here. We thank you, God, that there will always, always be a light in North Idaho. When it feels dark, when it feels like there is no hope, we know that you are raising up warriors. You're raising up people who will fight for the broken, who will fight for the hurting, who will fight for the abandoned. And God, we thank you that you are cutting off the head of abuse in this region. We thank you, God, that you are going to, just like a mighty flood, overwhelm the darkness, overwhelm the enemy with your love and your light. And we thank you, God, that this ministry gets to stand at the forefront, right on the edge of hell. And we say no more. In Jesus' name. We bless Christine. We bless Ron. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Awesome. Powerful, is it not? This is why we're involved. If you want to get involved, at the back table, there is a sign-up sheet for information as well as some different job descriptions. If you want, or if you're thinking, maybe I could be a patron, maybe I could be a host home, maybe I could be a mentor, there's actual descriptions back there that you can take, have a look at, as well as contact information there. Make sure you do that before you leave today, okay? If God's putting it on your heart, just take a step forward. Amen? Okay. All right, well, right now is something that to me is one of the funnest things that we do at Harvest Valley. How many of you know that God's still speaking today? We know he's spoken his word. And the word comes alive to us, right? The Holy Spirit speaks to us through the word of God, right? And we also know that as I listen, the God is going to speak to me personally about me, about the people around me. And as I grab onto that voice, as I discern that voice by obviously weighing it with scripture, as I discern the voice of God, what happens is God will put markers in front of me saying, go this way, go that way. This is a call I have on your life. This is a destiny that is in store for you. And we love having the opportunity for those people who've said, Harvest Valley is my home and this is my family. We want to take a moment and just welcome them on as family, as well as say, listen, we've been praying for you and we believe God has some things for you. Okay? Where's Laurelyn? Come on up. Laurelyn Easley's coming on as ministry member, church partner. If I have the core team come on up, this is our senior leadership team. Laurelyn has been with us a long time, which is awesome. You know, I think we could all fit on the platform. Come on up, everybody. Awesome. You want to check that camera, make sure that we're getting everybody? Oh, dude, you're awesome. Awesome. Great. Awesome. Well, Laura Lynn, you've been such a huge blessing. There was a moment where you did a 180, where you were here and wanting to be engaged, but you kind of were just sitting and watching the flow. But then you had this encounter with the Lord.
Which one?
It was a small it was the small one in LaBarge.
Ah, yes, the small one.
The little one. And we all, if you were at LaBarge, I'll just leave it like that. You know.
With lots of laughter,
lots of joy. But after that, it was like the worship when you would grab a flag, when you're just, the earnestness of your heart towards the Lord is one of the most beautiful things that I've ever seen. It is pure and it is holy and it is good. And we absolutely, I just love watching you worship. It is such a pleasure and joy to me. I'm going to start over here and figure we'll just go around. I think we've all been praying for you, and I think we might have some things the Lord wants to speak to you.
Yeah, I feel similar to what Chris just said. I feel like, Laura Lynn, when you just smile, you release the presence of the Lord. Wow. You release the beauty of the Lord through your life. It's so evident, and it's beautiful to watch, and watching you worship is like it releases his presence even more. You're a treasure, and the Lord loves you so much, and he's proud of you, and so are we.
Yeah, come on. Amen. Laura Lynn, as I was praying for you, I kept hearing Matthew 5:8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And I know that he loves your pure heart. It's evident. And I just wanted to let you know that he loves you just the way you are. You don't have to try to be anybody else. He made you beautiful in your own unique way. So just be yourself. He loves you.
I'm wrecked. I got to go home.
Where's the tissues? Where's the tissues?
Laurelyn, he filled you with that laughter in the barge because you're able to spread his joy. And that was just the beginning of it. You're able to just keep spreading that joy. And the dancing is because he will have you dancing for joy around the people. And you will just lead them in a dance of joy as you move forward.
I promise we didn't coordinate our words.
Just the outfit.
Right, yes, yes.
No, we just accidentally did
this. No, but really, yeah, we prayed separately. We didn't share with each other what we were going to say, but the Lord showed me, he pointed me to Miriam. And I think it would be good for you to read Exodus 15 and really let the Lord speak to you about the Miriam anointing. She was the first recorded worship leader that we have in the scriptures, and she was a prophetess, and she danced and she sang. And so I'm just going to read you at the very end of Exodus 15, or kind of in the middle of it, how she led the people in worship. And it said, "Then Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took the timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. And Miriam answered them, 'Sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and the rider he has thrown into the sea.'" So this victory dance, it was a victory dance after the enemies of Israel had been defeated when they were coming out of slavery. And so you have the Miriam anointing of leading, yes, God's people. Amen. In a victory dance. Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, I felt like God was saying, "You're a worshiper." Imagine that. Yeah, I just the word unabashed just kept coming to me, and how I feel like it's such a pleasure just for me personally to watch you worship. I think everybody's saying that. It's like, and it's funny because I watched you at Riot, the first one, and you were sitting by yourself, and you were just fully in worship, unabashed, totally unapologetic, not thinking about what anybody else might be doing or thinking around you. You just were worshiping the King, and I felt like you were going to lead many, that just your ability to tune out what other people might think or tune out the noise and just run into the King, that you were going to lead many, and not just youth, but many adults, and the testimony is already here to say that's true.
Yeah, let no one despise your youth, but be an example. And you are an example to us. Laura Lynn, your going to lead. That means you're in front. Yeah. And so we just break any fear of being in front off of you. Because if you're going to be in front, it's going to require that people look at you and see you. And I know you don't really care that much anymore, but God's going to put you in front of a lot of people. Okay? All right. So we are committed to support you as a leadership. We know that your heart is here and you're committed to follow us as you. Hey, awesome. And I'd love for mom and dad to come up. You know, we start membership at 16 here. And so if you're under 16, when you're 16, you can come on. But you're older than 16, just to be, you know, yep, 19. No. So you're 18, right? Yeah, I'm like, I thought you were 18. Come on up, guys. Just gather around your daughter. She's still in school, but we're just super grateful for you, and we bless your whole family. We're so excited for you guys, and we bless you, Laura Lynn, for the future that God has in store for you. Will you guys raise your hands, and we're just going to bless them real quick. Father, we thank you, and we praise you for this family. We bless them in Jesus' name. We bless Laura Lynn. We bless the call on her life as a dancer, as a worshiper, as a leader, as someone who's going to take some things by the reins and exert her will. You're going to exert your will over situations, and it will come in alignment with the word of the Lord. Yeah. And Father, I thank you that she is bold in every way. She is not timid. She does not back down. She is strong, and she roars like a lion. And we thank you for her, and we bless her in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Yay. That's it? Okay, I'll bring you back up later. All right. Awesome. The next person we wanted to bring up is Rachel Walters. So, Rachel, you're dynamic and powerful.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop for a minute. I'll start.
Yeah.
I agree. Rachel, as I was praying for you, I just felt like the Lord said, the Lord's been working on your foundation for a long time. He's been healing the cracks in your foundation so that you could bear the weight of his glory. And his glory rests on your life. And I believe that you are a rescuer of souls. All that you have been through has not been a waste, because what you have been through has equipped you to help so many people. Yeah. And so the Lord looks at you and says, I'm so proud, daughter. You have stayed the course, even though it's been really hard. Yeah. You have stayed the course, and the Lord is just going to lift you up and raise you up to minister to those that need your touch.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Rachel, I heard Isaiah 40:31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And I feel like you've become part of this church family, and you and your children, we both can just love on you guys. And this could be a place where you feel safe and where you can rest in him and build your faith and your trust. And we're happy that you're part of our family.
It's kind of like what Dennis was saying about building your foundation. I know you have some really big dreams that you think are really big, and God says you haven't seen nothing yet. You think this is big. Wait till I lead you into what I really have for you. Yeah. You haven't seen it. He's saying, you're just touching the tip now, but there's a whole bunch more that's under there that's still coming out. He's saying, get ready. Which you have been, and this is the place to be equipped, is right here.
So as I was praying for you, the Lord brought the story of the widow's oil jars with Elisha in the Bible. And that's 2 Kings 4. So dig that chapter out and let the Lord reveal. It's deep. There's a lot there. But basically, the woman had a problem. You know, her son was, there was debt and couldn't be paid, and her son, she was going to lose her son. And she needed help, and Elijah, you know, asked her, what do you have? And all she had was a jar of oil. That's it. She didn't have enough to buy, to pay the debt. She didn't have enough to help anyone or even help herself. And Elijah said, gather up all the jars from everyone. Go collect jars, more, as many as you can get, and then start pouring that oil. And all the jars got filled up. Even though you might think you only have a little bit, God can use that. He will use it, and he's going to multiply it to fill up a whole lot of jars. A whole lot of jars. You have an anointing for faith that fills empty jars.
Wow.
And that is a symbol of people getting filled with the Holy Spirit. Your prayers and the oil, the Holy Spirit oil that's inside of you, it's going to fill up a lot of jars.
Come on. Amen. Yeah, you can keep it. Go ahead. You can keep it.
You're a pioneer. You're a woman who hears the big, audacious vision from heaven and says, oh my goodness, pause, but like, okay, here I go. What do I do next? Where do I go next? You're an activator. You're one who doesn't sit back and go, wow, that's a big idea. No, you go, okay, what are we doing? How are we doing this, Lord? You're a pioneer. You're not afraid to take action. And, I, of course, wrote down that many will be healed and set free because of your successive yeses to God. And I think that speaks to what Kevin's saying, what Micah's saying, and you're just, okay, yes, okay, yes. Oh, bigger? Okay, yes. Oh, more? Okay, yes. Your successive yeses are going to free a lot of people. Yeah. I also was praying for each of your kids, and maybe they'll hear the recording, but just for you to hear, Skylar is a releaser of hope. She has such a heart of compassion. I just feel like she's just one who releases hope in people. Riker, I heard he's a transformer. And of course you think about the toy, but I felt like it was really actually about power and a transformer. I had to kind of look up what a transformer does, but it helps. I have to read, I guess. It's a device that transfers electric energy from one circuit to another circuit or other circuits, and it's either increasing or decreasing voltage. And I felt like Riker is one who's going to note what's happening, and he's going to transform what the enemy is trying to do. He's going to transform and decrease what the enemy is seeking to do, and he's going to transform and increase what the Lord is doing. And it says a transformer is able to increase voltage so that electric energy can be sent out at great distances. And I just feel like he's that transformer. He's going to be sending out what God is doing at great distances. And I can even see him just like praying for things that are far away and it just moving. Yeah. And Ledger, I just felt like he is able to embrace justice like Jesus does.
So
you know, he has a mind and a heart for justice, and yet it's that not like the world does justice, but like Jesus does justice. Forgive them, they know not what they do. And keeping no record of wrongs. I just heard that scripture about love and how love is, and that justice is executed when we keep no record of wrongs, we forgive. And I just feel like he's going to usher that in. Yeah.
So Rachel, We're doing this series this year on rooted identity. And the Lord just keeps saying that your roots are going deeper and deeper and deeper. One of the reasons why things have been so hard for so long has been because of being uprooted and uprooted and uprooted. And that season is over. You will not be uprooted again. We have a saying that we love you and there's nothing you can do about it. The other one we have is you can't mess this up. You can't mess it up. We will walk with you through the highest highs and the lowest lows. It doesn't matter. We're with you. We aren't going anywhere, and we don't expect perfection. We have no desire for that. We just want to see the real you. And since day one, when you walked down here the first day and the Holy Spirit whacked you, which started a whole unwinding, right? It began completely unwinding all that you knew, all that you thought. And he's been healing and healing and healing. That entire process since October of 2 years ago, God has just been putting your roots deeper and deeper and deeper. And we are so proud of you. We are so proud of who you're becoming. We're so proud of what God has done in your life. And I believe that one of the things that often we don't get to see in our lifetime is all the fruit that comes behind us. But it's going to be a both end. There's going to be a lot of fruit in your life and a lot of fruit after. Right? And so you're going to see both. Okay? So will you guys raise your hands out to Rachel? We support you. We love you. We bless you. Father, thank you for Rachel. God, I'm asking in Jesus' name that you would just drive that taproot even deeper into you, Lord. That you would be her only supply. We thank you, God, that she can weather every storm in this community. We thank you, God, that she has power from God. And she has your heart. So, Father, I pray that as she looks at what you've called her to, as she looks forward and she looks ahead, that no giant would overwhelm her, but that she would put the giant in its place and say, you know what, I got a sling and a stone. And Father, I thank you that she is a strong, powerful, and empowered woman of God. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Can I share a testimony?
Sure.
Thank you guys for your words. And I've been dealing with a little bit of spiritual warfare for the last couple weeks. And this morning in worship, I just prayed that God just fight it and intercede on my behalf and just rebuke those evil spirits that are trying to separate me from him and put a shield around me. And as I went to get communion, I sat down and I spilled juice on the white part of my dress. And in my head, I said, oh gosh, I'm dirty. And the Lord said, you're not dirty. You've been washed in my blood.
Come on. That's awesome. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Yay. Awesome. Awesome. The last person up today is Will Bush. Come on up, Will. Will and I started a conversation about 6 months ago about Riot and what he was doing with that. And over the course of time, I think we both kind of recognized that there was an anointing on the relationship, right? Like there's something there I don't think a mentoring relationship is ever one way. It's a life exchange. So Will has a lot to bring, and I think I've got some things that he can find useful in his life. And yet it's bigger than just me mentoring. It's becoming part of a family. One of the comments I made is, he's like, could you mentor me? I'm like, yes, but it's very difficult to mentor somebody that doesn't live in your context. it's really hard to mentor people outside. So I'm like, you need to weigh that with the Lord. You know, like what kind of commitment and what's that going to look like? Because if someone wants to take an upgrade in their spiritual walk, it's very difficult to do that holding somebody at a distance. It's really hard to walk with somebody when you're just hearing secondhand stories and you're not actually doing life together, right? And so like, okay, well, I'm in. We're going to do life together. And he said, he's in, so we're doing life together. And one of the cool things about this is that it's a whole family doing life together. It's not just me or Mika or the leadership. It's all of you. We all get to do this life together. And it's so exciting because God has some great things in store. With that, I'm going to start with Dennis and we'll work our way around just to give, you know, a little Will context.
Hey, Will. You're such a blessing to us. We got to be Will's mentor in the All In journey, and it was just amazing to visit with him and to see the passion that the Lord has placed in this young man. Will, your passion is the most contagious thing I've ever seen. Your yes to God has released hunger in so many people, and I just feel like the Lord is going to multiply your yes. And it's going to, the circles of influence are going to grow more than you can imagine. And many people are going to come to him. And not only young people. I felt like the Lord said there's many old people that are going to come to the Lord through your life. And we're so proud of you, Will. We love your attitude. We love your heart. You're an amazing young man, and we love you. Thank you.
I will. I'm hearing Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I believe that you stand on a firm foundation and your walk with the Lord is so precious and your alone time with him is just so powerful that it's going to grow your confidence and grow your faith. And I just am so proud of you. We couldn't be more proud of you if you were our own child or grandchild. So thank you for your yes. I'm hearing world changer over your life. There's not very many people that we see that drive to see the people of this world, especially the young people, come to him. And I just love that about you. We were talking about the Defining Moments book, and I found our copy of that book. And as I was picking up and looking at it, I felt such an awe of saying some days the next generation is going to open that book and see the name Will Bush in there as a world changer and what you've done. And I thank you for making us your family. We need you.
You guys are terrible. Feelers have problems doing this. I mean, I should go first, not last. I haven't had much time to talk to you, to be around you. Mike has been around you a lot more than I have, and a lot of these other guys have. But I think we got a theme going here, though, is it's what he told me was, what I thought I heard first was, tell him to guard his boldness. But what I heard, what he said, he goes, no, not to guard his boldness, guard the boldness that I've put in him. It's not his boldness, it's the boldness that I've put there, and tell him to guard it, because there's going to be times when you're going to be in a place where there's people that you're going to see as way above what you have. And he's saying, I put you there for a reason. Because you have as much or more than what they have. And you have a part to share that has to come out. And it doesn't matter how long these people have been in ministry or how long they've been doing this. You have just as much as they do. Because he's filled you with it. So I said, just guard that. Don't let anything intimidate you. Just keep moving the way you are.
Amen. Amen. Oh, okay, here we go. So thankful for you, Will. So thankful. You, I've said this before, you are the answer to so many prayers. For the last 5 years or so, my heart has been so burdened for our youth. And I've been praying and praying and praying. I know a lot of us have.
for revival to come to our youth. And it's so exciting to see it happening and to see the call that God has on your life. And I'm so blessed and honored and humbled to be a part of it. The Lord brought to my, he brought to me this scripture, Malachi 4. And I believe that you have an Elijah anointing on your life. Malachi 4, 5 and 6 says, "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers." You have the Elijah anointing because you know the Father. You know the Father. And your relationship with the Father of love is what's going to turn hearts, the hearts of the children, back to the Father. John the Baptist was a Elijah, and he prepared the way of the Lord. And in this day, in this age, we are in the age of the most fatherless generation that needs a father. And I just hear that you are preparing the way of the Lord for those hearts to turn back to the Father. And it's just by being who you are, because of your love for the Father and his love for you. So thank you.
You're good. You're good.
I just immediately heard God will pour out his Spirit on all flesh. Joel 2:28 says, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh." It goes on in verse 32 and it says, "And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." And I just feel like the Holy Spirit is going to come on you, and it's going to come on the people around you, and many, many, many will be saved.
So there's a journey in front of you, and there's going to be obstacles, and almost all the obstacles in front of you are already in you. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
Like the obstacles to get to where I'm going is actually about what's in me, right? And you know that, right? We've had this conversation. One of the beautiful things about a yes to the Lord is that there is nothing that can stop you, because he's in you, right? So I believe that there's moments where one person's yes equals 1,000 people's yes. Where because one person says yes, 1,000 people get to say yes. Your yes is worth thousands. Your yes is worth thousands. For you're going to open up doors for them to be able to say yes to the Lord. We're already seeing revival in Sandpoint. It's here. It's here. And, you know, we're excited about what God's doing here at Harvest, but this is across an entire generation that are catching fire, and they're getting equipped to share the goodness and the love of God in a relevant and tangible way that is allowing them to set people free. There was a word that I received from a friend of mine who lives in Florida, and he came up and he's like, "Chris, I don't know what's happening, but this next year, something's breaking out in the youth." This is before I ever met with Will. "Something's breaking out in the youth." And he says, "I think Harvest Valley's going to be right at the center of it." Mind you, we hadn't had a single youth gathering. We hadn't really been focusing. We'd been doing some stuff with lots of prayer, but we did some stuff with New Fire. How can we get some connection going? And so Meek and I said, "Okay, well, we're just going to do a game night." So the first game night that we did, we had zero people show up.
It was us.
Always fun, family game night. And then we had a couple the next night, and it continues to grow. And then God said, "Actually, I've got something that you didn't see coming." And what that is that I'm gonna actually set the entire generation on fire. And what we're going to do with that is ultimately, I would say that Sandpoint will be known for its youth revival. Like, people are going to fly in from all over going, how did you do that? We want to see revival in the next generation. Would you agree, Levi? You see it too. Dad's been praying for this for a long time. And in fact, the mantle and the anointing that you're carrying is your dad's. You know that, right? 100%. So, Dad, I want you to come on up. One thing I want you to partner with us in and pray into, we've got to fund the youth. That's something that we've got to have some resources for it. But one thing that will likely happen, whether it's this summer or next summer, we're probably going to have thousands of youth at the fairgrounds for a massive revival. And so that's in our hearts. It's been prophesied. We've seen it. We're going after it. Okay, and we are not going to let up on the gas. We're not slowing down. We are all in. We are all in, and it's more than you, but we trust you. We trust you, Will. We trust that what God's put in your heart is going to manifest some things, and I think that as we partner together, it's going to be far bigger, far greater than what we anticipate it could be. Right? Because God doesn't ever want anyone in their own anointing and their own gifting to go out and try to do it alone. Yeah, ever. And so we're going to do it together. We're going to do it together. So we're so blessed to have you. Dad, can you just lay hands on your son? Can I get everyone else to just stretch your hands out? Holy Spirit, you're really good. You've been drawing and calling and anointing some Joshua's, some Elijah's, some David's, a Miriam. You've been calling some people out in this generation to bring transformation. Father, I thank you that one yes can equal 1,000 yeses in your kingdom. I thank you, God, that what's happening now and what is coming is something we've never seen before. We can't compare. We can't look around and say, oh, what's this model look like? We are developing a prototype by your Spirit because it is your will. And we thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do in this next generation. Lord, we ask right now that you would just cover Will's heart and his mind. Guard his heart and his mind. We thank you for his call. We thank you, God, that he's always just said yes to you. Pray, God, that you give him strength to say no to all the distractions. To say no to everything that isn't clearly from you. And Father, we thank you that as a family, we can intercede, guard, and protect this young man. We praise you, God, for what you're going to do. We bless him in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you. Awesome. Hugs for everybody. Giddy up. If I can ask Laura Lynn and Rachel to come on up, and Will, you're going to stay up for a moment. Being part of the church family means a couple of things. One of the things is that you know that us as a family, we have each other's backs. No matter what's going on, we have each other's backs, and we're going to support, and we are going to make sure that you have everything that you need, that you're equipped. As much as we're able, we're going to equip you, we're going to support you, and make sure that whatever God is calling you into, we're going to help push you into that. We're not going to keep you from it. We're not going to try and hold you back from it. We want you to be equipped and mentored and get everything that you need to fulfill the destiny that's on your life. Whatever that looks like, we're in. We're all in. And so as a community, my hope is that each of you will pray for, that you'll continue to support. If you notice, man, I haven't seen Laura Lynn in a couple weeks. Call her. right? If you don't have her number, we'll give it to you. Same for all of us, right? We have each other's back. So there's a deep support from everyone who's a part of Harvest to support you. We make a commitment that we're going to support you. Okay, and likewise, you're making a commitment that you're going to support the leadership and you're going to support what's happening here at Harvest Valley. Okay, are you guys in agreement with that? Say, I agree. Will had at this, we closed out Riot Friday night. Will had about 100 kids yelling, I agree. We're going to take on the world. I agree. It was great. It was awesome. It was awesome. It was awesome. Church, do you commit to support and pray and be a family to these three new family members? Okay. All right. So, Father, we just thank you, God, for what you're doing. We bless every single one here. We ask, God, that you would move in might and power. Thank you, God, that as we continue to see you move, you get all the glory. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. 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 Welcome, welcome, welcome. Come on, give them a hand. So glad you're here. All right. Bless you guys. Awesome. Awesome. I'm going to read one scripture and then we're going to go eat food. Okay. I never know how long these days go. I never know. I was ready to preach for 40 minutes, but it's 12 o'clock. And I heard somebody's stomach growl from the front row, Bren. Oh, no. Wait. Oh, it's not you? No. He's like, don't call me out. Oh, it was mine? It was mine? Okay, great. I love it. For this reason, I bow my knees. In fact, let's stand as we close. This is a group of verses that I'm pressing into in this season and in this series that we're doing on Rooted Identity. I'm just going to pray this over us again, that it would get in our hearts. This is Paul's apostolic prayer to the church at Ephesus. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Amen. With that, we bless you. I'm going to ask our altar teams to come up. I don't know what the Holy Spirit's been doing in you. I don't know what he might be speaking to you. If you have a need, if maybe you've sat through this and there's been a draw on your heart to commit your life to Christ or to give your life to Christ, right now is the time to do that. If you felt like, man, I've been distant from God and I felt his presence in the worship and even in listening to the message from Christine or watching the prophetic words over the people just drew something in your heart, I want to encourage you to commit your life to Christ today. Give your life fully to him. And in that, if you are doing that, I want you to just come up and meet with one of our altar teams. They want to partner with you. They want to pray with you. They want to encourage you. And if you have any other need that you are thinking, man, I need some prayer for that, please come and meet with the altar teams. If they're meeting with somebody, you can just wait on the front row for a moment. We don't counsel up here. We just pray. We say, oh God, what are you saying? And we pray. So we want to partner with you in prayer and see God move in your life. And with that, we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. Harvest Valley Worship Center is called to be a refuge for healing and a launch pad for transformation.
If this message impacted you today, please let us know in a comment, or you can email us at media@hvwc.com. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to connecting with you.